This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In Zimbabwe, up to 1 million people are now homeless as the government carries out what it calls Operation Drive Out Trash. Bulldozers are destroying thousands of shanties in the capital, largely in a neighborhood that supported the opposition in the last parliamentary elections. The United Nations has sent a special envoy to assess the situation and meet with President Robert Mugabe. Mugabe has claimed that he's simply carrying out an urban renewal program and that the slums have become a haven for criminals. Tsvangirai Mukwasi is a photographer in Harare, and he joins us now. And please describe what it's like in those neighborhoods now.
The neighbors have been kind of completely wiped out. You know, it's a situation whereby, you know, there's just a rubble lying around, and, you know, you have some neighbors, you know, which are utterly destroyed, and then you have some which are partially destroyed, you know, where they've just left a few structures and destroyed most of the houses. And it's definitely a humanitarian crisis. It's not just an ordinary crisis, you know, because, I mean, people are affected, people are jobless, people are homeless, people are living, literally sleeping outside, you know. People who had you know, saved up all their lifetime savings and decided to put up a house for themselves. Somebody just comes out of the blues and destroys one's house, one's home. And where do you expect these people to sleep? Out in the cold.
And so is this widely viewed by the residents there as retaliation against them for voting against Mugabe's party?
There have been some views, some people have expressed such views that, you know, it's kind of retaliation because when they began this operation, they were targeting mainly opposition-dominated areas in and around the area, yeah.
And are there any plans for relocating these residents? So what does Mugabe plan to do with people who are now homeless?
They've set up a place which they call Caridonia Farm. It's like they've said that this is all those people who have had their homes destroyed are temporarily looked after. And they claim that they're going to build new houses for them, you know. But I really doubt it, you know, whether they're going to really, you know, build houses for all those people who have been affected.
How is Mugabe receiving the United Nations envoy?
They arrived on Sunday, and as far as I'm aware, as of yesterday, they were waiting to meet the president before they go into the field to have a look for themselves, you know, to see for themselves the situation on the ground. And today as well, you know, they were still waiting. So they haven't met with the president, but they're making efforts to meet with the president before they go about their, you know, inspection and, you know, touring affected areas.
Well, what can the United Nations do?
Well, in my view, I would say, you know, maybe they can chip in terms of, you know, taking care of the people who have been affected, you know, or maybe just advocating for the stoppage of this whole cleanup, you know, because it's just affecting a lot of people. I mean, you have people who have had their workplaces demolished, you know, you have the same people who have had their homes destroyed, and they are jobless and they're homeless. And, you know, I wonder how you can rehabilitate somebody like that, you know. I mean, they've got school children and they're no longer going to school. I mean, this has caused trauma to children who are going to school. And it's, in a way, I would say it's kind of too late.
Tsvangirai Mukwasi is a photographer in Harare, Zimbabwe. Thank you very much for talking with us.